And I'm blackity black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blackity black, and I'm black, y'all.
The smooth sounds of CB4 introing us to tonight's Dubcast. Welcome, everyone. It's been a couple weeks, but we are back here on InterspeciesWrestling.com and wherever else you're finding this this fine program. My name is Ben Gordon of the program with Matt and Ben and Tope Conculio of CSDCNetwork.com, and I am joined, as usual, by the head honcho and El Presidente of Interspecies Wrestling, Mike Roch.
Yeah, what's up, man? How's it going?
We're doing pretty fantastic because we are joined tonight by a very good friend of ours, one of ISW's mysterious benefactors, if you will, a man known only as Ed Wood.
I heard Mike Roch was black, y'all.
Only between the waist and the knees, baby.
Oh, I see what you did there.
All black cock jokes aside, we are gearing up for Boner Jam.
When you introduce Wood from now on, you should refer to him as the ISW baby mama.
baby mama. I like that.
I think we can successfully do that. The baby mama of ISW, Ed Wood, and El Presidente.
Call me Big Papa.
Big Papa, I need you to pump tonight.
Oh,
because I love it when they call me Big Papa.
Big Papa and the Sugar Mama or Big Mama, I don't even fucking know anymore. I am going to be talking about a show that I am personally very much excited for, and I hope the rest of you listening are. It's a show called Boner Jam. It's happening March 17th at Fafoon Electric in Montreal, Quebec. InterspeciesWrestling.com for more information. We talked last time about a lot of the matches. Some more stuff has been announced since then. But I think the thing that everyone is really gearing up for is the main event. Former WWE superstar, Ring of Honor icon, if you will, Colt Boom Boom Cabana will be going head-to-head and asshole-to-asshole with the Interspecies Champion, Giant Tiger.
Let me tell you something, brother. This main event we've got in store for us at Boner Jam is going to rock people's socks. And if they're not wearing socks, it's going to rock their flip-flops. Because you got Colt Cabana, who is, without a doubt, not only a great wrestler, but one of the funniest people I've ever seen in my life. And he's going to go in there against Giant Tiger, who is just a depraved piece of shit. And it's going to be like, I don't even know how to explain it. There's got to be some kind of word for this. When you take something funny and awesome and something sloppy and shitty and asshole-ish and slap them together, it's like, I don't know.
I think they call that Midian.
Oh, I thought it was a hooker.
Midian as a hooker.
There you go. Naked Midian as a hooker.
That's just pretty much implied from the get-go.
True enough.
And you know, nothing I said right there is good hype for a main event, so let's just pretend these two forces are going to collide in what's going to be the greatest match in wrestling history or whatever. As, you know, Steven the Turtle Whiner, if he was talking about it, he would put it over so much, and he would use, like, a crazy voice.
This is going to be an epic match of epic proportions, peoples! We're going to see two universes explode!
I don't know why he insists on sounding like a terrible Lord Alfred Hayes impression, but I love Steven the Turtle Whiner.
And I love him, too, and his 20-minute promos. Yes. Yes, I do. I do actually love him.
He's a fantastic man. And even better.
The main event's going to be something sexy, guys.
Absolutely.
It is sexy. And if you guys don't believe that it's sexy, all you have to do is add Giant Tiger on your Facebook. And let me tell you, the closest thing to free porn is on that Facebook. All right? He's a sexy motherfucker. I disagree with Mike Roch. You should add him as a friend on Facebook, and you should show up to this event so you can see some live porn, maybe.
Holy fuck. Speaking of sexy, Giant Tiger's partner in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Sexy Eddie, will be defending his honor in a four-way contenders clash to determine a number one contender for the Interspecies Championship. Again, we have the aforementioned Sexy Eddie. We have former ISW champion Player Uno. We have Twiggy, the man who rocks the guitar like nobody else I've ever seen before. And, of course, Mr. Wrestling Kevin Steen making his long-awaited return to ISW.
This obviously is going to be one of the biggest match, if not the biggest match of the night, in my opinion. Clearly, the talent in this match alone is crazy. Kevin Steen, I mean, Mr. Wrestling himself, need I say more? Really? I mean, Player Uno, talented. Twiggy, exceptionally talented. And Sexy Eddie, something about that bulge just puts him over. Yeah, I mean, in my mind, anyway.
You want to know what put Sexy Eddie over with me is when that promo was released on the internet with these four guys getting together and deciding that they're gonna fight it out at Boner Jam while pissing, and Eddie claimed that he was drinking and taking a shit, and I haven't stopped laughing while thinking of that since that day, even though he is a terrible person and he doesn't like me.
He's a despicable fool, but he does like to drink and shit.
Oh,
and before I give Ed Wood a raging hard-on, let's move on and talk about a woman to try and calm him down. Addie Starr will be challenging for the other title, currently held by Muhammad the Terrorist Cow, who does not like women and probably never will.
Well, you know, he likes women. He just likes them wearing a lot of clothes. They can't even show ankles, I believe he said.
Likes his bitches to look like Cobra Commander.
Exactly. Exactly. Addie Starr, one of the greatest female talents that I've ever worked with and seen. I don't know why she is not in, what is it, Shimmer? I really don't know why she's not in Shimmer.
She very well should be. She's a damn fine wrestler, and we will hopefully see her continue the hot streak she's on and take the other title from that goddamn awful cow with Shitty in his corner, the former Flip D Burger / Flip, now known simply as Shitty.
I actually love the name change, to be honest.
It's pretty fantastic. I can't imagine anyone becoming, you know, a world champion with the name Shitty. But, you know, if it's going to happen anywhere, it's ISW, right?
Right.
Speaking of Shitty, Beef Wellington, an absolutely shitty run as of late. And he hopes to turn his fortunes around by going back to the well, as it were, and facing a bear. One of the things that brought him to superstardom about 5 or 6 years ago in the United States and in independent wrestling in general. It won't be the same bear, though, because as we discussed in the last dubcast, that bear is a piece of shit.
He's an asshole, and he's in rehab.
Oh, is he in rehab?
Mm-hmm. He has fake teeth.
Is he really in rehab, or is he in Charlie Sheen rehab?
Oh, he's got fake teeth and unicorn blood or whatever.
Well, Beef Wellington will be taking on a much better quality of bear in the Fighting Panda El Hijo del Bambú.
That's right, baby. We got Beef versus a bear once again. Beef claiming that he hasn't had any glory since his little feud or fuck fest or whatever you want to call it with Giant Tiger ended. He's looking to reclaim some of that glory, to go from the bottom of the mountain to the middle of the mountain, because he's never been to the top of the mountain, and I think he's, you know, content without being there. I don't know how to read that guy.
No, I don't think anyone can, and I'm a Jew. You would think I'd be able to read him, but no, we're kind of on two different wavelengths.
He eats bacon.
That fucker.
What's wrong with bacon? It's better than eating leaves.
This is true. I would take bacon over leaves and, you know, shame everyone I know.
Would you rather wipe your ass with bacon or leaves?
Bacon.
Well, why would you... Well, is the bacon cooked?
I don't care. Bacon's better than...
If it's really crispy bacon, I would not want to stick that anywhere near my asshole.
My good friend Giant Tiger and I were together, and we've decided that we need to invent garlic bacon butter. All right, it would be the greatest thing ever to hit any mouth. Wow. And of course, Fox and I are both on diets, I believe. So I need to really stop trying to invent these things.
That sounds fucking fantastic, but not so fantastic. Something that will be, it could be fantastic for if you're a part of the family, the Bad Family, as it were. The Bad Family Reunion will be taking part in a battle royal. And we have Brad and Chad Bad, who wrestle as a tag team, the Bad Boys. Their father, Dad Bad, Granddad Bad, Glad Bad, and some other members of the family. Mike, have you heard about some more people in this family that will be taking part?
I've heard about quite a few. I actually caught some flack for giving out some names last time around.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because these guys want it to be a surprise. They just want you to know that the Bad Family, like, stretches, you know, all throughout the globe. There's people flying in for this match. It's going to be a very bad match.
It sounds it.
In more ways than one.
And we spoke about this briefly last time, a dance battle pitting Mustafa, the former protege of Muhammad the Terrorist Cow, now dancing Wunderkind. And by that, yes, I hope that means he dances like Alex Wright, taking on Canadian Dynamite Max Boyer, who thinks he's a hell of a dancer himself. Is he? I don't know.
Well, he's quite a good dancer himself, you know, and as I said last time, you know, I spoke about how his promo was terrible. I think I may have jinxed him because recently he broke his nose.
Oh, shit.
And it's, like, dancing from, like, the middle of his face towards the left.
Oof.
And I don't know. But, yeah, Max Boye, Mustafa, they're going to do some shit.
Yeah, I and, you know, Mustafa, of course, one of the greatest dancers. I don't even think I just hope this doesn't break out into a wrestling match. I just hope that it is a stripper on a pole, male strippers on a pole.
I hope they fuck.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for putting it out there.
Could Mustafa and Max Boye fuck? You'd have to go to Boner Jam to find out. Again.
Well, you know, since we started interspecies wrestling, people have been making the joke like, oh, so what do you do, like interspecies sex or whatever? It's like, yeah, I saw Clerks. Go fuck yourself. But, like, this would actually, you know, do it. It would finally happen.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've been in contact with, I believe, what is it called? Oh, you took one for the team, and you've approached a fan base that we've never approached as a company before?
Oh, man. Let me tell you. And in honor of approaching these fans, I've decided I might actually get some merch made, okay?
Oh, wow.
In Montreal, there is a group of furries. And I'm sure you all know what furries are. If somebody calls Interspecies Wrestling a furry wrestling group, that's when I, you know, flip my fucking shit and want to murder everybody. But at the same time, you know, furries are disgusting, depraved individuals who would jerk off to Interspecies Wrestling. So I decided, you know, this might be a good target audience for at least to buy DVDs. So I, you know, reached out to this group and I was like, hey, come to Interspecies Wrestling. And as I was saying, I want to get some merch made for them. I want to get a shirt that says fuck furries on it. Just fuck furries in big block letters. You know why? Because it could go either way. I could wear it because I hate those cocksuckers. You know, fuck furries. And they'll wear it because they're like speaking out like, hey, look, we're furries. Fuck
exactly.
Us.
It works both ways.
It works both ways. Man. And I can't possibly make a segue out of that. But fuck it. Michael Von Payton. Does he go both ways? I don't know. But he has a match at Boner Jam. He'll be taking on Frankie Arion, who will be making his, I believe, be making his Canadian debut that night. Frankie Arion made a lot of waves when he wrestled at Slamtasia 3 back in Connecticut, finishing off Cecil Nix with the fantastic double pits to chesty frog splash.
Let me tell you, I did not know what to expect when, you know, somebody told me, hey, book this kid Frankie Arion, because we just had a spot to fill, you know what I mean? So we booked Frankie Arion, he came in, he fucking blew our minds, and now I'm thinking that this match with MVP might be the show stealer.
They're both extremely talented people. I mean, it's very clear. Make sure you go to the Interspecies Wrestling Facebook, just so you guys can click on links of all these performers. They're both really talented guys.
Absolutely. And if you want to check out that match, you know, the Frankie Arion's debut or Michael Von Payton's U.S. debut against Gran Akuma from Exact Change Only, you can do so on demand anytime you want. ISWOnDemand.com. Just throw us a couple of shekels, and we'll be happy to satisfy you with interspecies wrestling goodness.
Yeah, baby.
Be there.
And the final announced match, as of right now, a monster mash, the first time ever. It's a triple threat match, but only two participants are announced. We have the zombie, Is He Dead Yet? And we have the crab, Bastion Snow. Now,
that's right.
All we know about the third one is that it's a monster created by Dr. Gene Splicing. Mike, you would know more about this. Dr. Splicing recently hired by ISW?
Dr. Gene Splicing makes monsters. And we need monsters, you know. We need to up the game. We need to get our shit, you know, going. We're interspecies wrestling, and there's a severe lack of other species. There's a lot of humans, and that's kind of, you know, it's getting my goat. You know what I'm saying? It's pissing me off. I don't even think getting my goat means getting pissed off, but it's pissing me off. It's grinding my gears.
There you go.
And we need monsters, so we employed this cocksucker who just got a divorce and is actually very pissed off. So he's creating some fucked up shit.
And if you've seen the poster for Boner Jam, down towards the bottom, you can see what might possibly be this monster created by Dr. Splicing, and will make his debut. I say his, but I really mean its debut, because we don't know if it's a he-man or a she-woman or a fucking half pig.
You know, we left it open for people to guess, and my favorite guess so far has been Bill Murray with a mustache.
I personally think it looks like Zoidberg from Futurama. But I never really saw Zoidberg as much of a fighter, so I could...
Well, I don't know. I personally don't care for the guy. I believe he spliced together our door girl and our camera woman, and now it's just a big walking set of tits. Well, you know, if you guys like women with really large breasts, come to the show for that reason alone.
Dude, seriously, and Montreal is also full of them.
Or if you're gay, come for that reason too.
I want to make an announcement, because in our last release, I spoke about another guy who we have signed for Boner Jam. He's a wrestler out of Quebec. His name is Matthew Saint-Jacques. And initially, I wanted to book him just because, wow, he looks like Zangief from Street Fighter. And I love Zangief from Street Fighter. But then Kevin Steen came up to me and said, this kid right now is the next big thing. Like, he is the next star to come out of Quebec.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, fuck it. Let's give him a shot. Let's make this kid.
His opponent has yet to be signed for Boner Jam, and hopefully we'll find that out very, very shortly. But
I know who it is.
Do you? Do you want to spill?
All right, sure, why not? Dan fucking Barry.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
The king of Danbury, Connecticut, Dan Barry. Wow, okay, so you heard it here first, folks. Matthew Saint-Jacques taking on Dan Barry, and that is the latest match added to Boner Jam. Get your tickets now, interspecieswrestling.com. Look up Boner Jam on Facebook. Look up ISDub on Twitter. You can also follow Mike Roch at Rochi Kong on Twitter. One of my favorite people to follow on Twitter. I follow Friday him every Friday. And sometimes Thursdays.
It's true. You do that. And I do Suck It Saturday to people like you and other people. Oh. But I've only done Suck It Saturday once. And you know what? I barely ever tweet. I go on there basically to read what, like, Howard Stern's saying.
You know what, though? Every time you tweet, I'm one of the few people that pretty much retweets almost everything you tweet. And not to suck up to you, because I fucking laugh my balls off every time.
It's because you want my cock.
That's neither here nor there. But anyway, again, Giant Tiger versus Colt Cabana, Player Uno, Sexy Eddie, Twiggy, Kevin Steen, Muhammad the Terrorist Cow versus Addy Starr. The Battle Royal featuring the entire Bad Family and lots more that we've discussed tonight. Here happening Boner Jam Sunday, March 27th, Fufuna Electric in Montreal, Canada.
Don't forget to go to ISW On Demand.
Yes, ISWOnDemand.com. Watch Interspecies Wrestling and fucking jerk off if you want to.
And show me your titties.
Show us your booty hole. In fact, that may be the song we leave out on, if I can find it.
Let's go out on Wesley Willis's Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Why don't we do that? All right. So as we...
McDonald's is the place to rock.
For Mike Roch, for Ed Wood, I'm Ben Gordon, saying so long, and we'll see you at Boner Jam. Listen up for the next Dubcast. We hope to have someone with us that will be wrestling on the card that night, but if not, we'll keep fucking entertaining you anyway, or at least we hope to.
Wait. I want to say Boner Jam right now, because we're pre-recording this, and I know that every time I say Boner Jam, you have to edit the Boner Jam over my Boner Jam. So everybody, let's say it together. Ready? One, two, three.
Boner Jam!
Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! Rock and Roll McDonald's! McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat.
A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.